My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
There is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate. There are headquarters where the bosses work, and there are headquarters for legal and tax purposes. Sometimes those are in different places. I'm David Brancaccio. First, Apple and Amazon are doing just fine. They reported their latest quarterly profits yesterday. As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, both companies are taking in more money than analysts were expecting.
Apple reported earnings from the first quarter of fiscal 2024. It says revenue for the quarter was up 2% over the same time last year. Apple CEO Tim Cook cited iPhone sales and what he called an all-time revenue record in services. Apple announced earnings just as it was launching its new Vision Pro augmented reality headset. Amazon reported earnings for the fourth quarter of last year. It says net sales were up 13% compared with the fourth quarter of 2022. Amazon says it had a record-breaking holiday shopping season, and it's introducing a new AI shopping assistant it's calling Rufus. Rufus can answer customers' questions and recommend products. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Now that a Delaware business court has nixed Elon Musk's $56 billion compensation package, confirmed that's billion with a B, the Tesla CEO is saying he wants to pick up legal stakes and reincorporate the EV company in Texas. Tesla's currently incorporated in Delaware, as are about two-thirds of the Fortune 500. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes looks into why that's the case and how other states are trying to win over some of these legal domiciles.
Delaware's reputation as being the place to incorporate goes back more than a century. That means the state has a lot of experience with corporate law. It also has that specialized business court known as the Court of Chancery, with judges who know that law inside and out.
There is very little that they haven't seen.
Charles Elson is the founder of the Weinberg Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware. The state's experience with business is a business itself. Corporate taxes and fees brought Delaware about $2 billion in revenue in 2022. Tulane Law Professor Ann Lipton says other states would like to see some of that.
Texas has sort of loudly announced that it wants to challenge Delaware. I think Nevada has to some extent.
Lipton says those states have to be attractive to a company's leadership, but also to its investors.
The theory is that investors will not buy shares of your company if they are uncomfortable with the corporate law you have selected.
Lipton says other states have tried to challenge Delaware before, but they didn't have the same track record. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Now to Germany, where public transit has come to a near standstill. Local buses, trolleys, and subway trains have been canceled with a 24-hour strike by transport workers. They want better pay and working conditions.
Last week, German intercity trains stood still for 5 days as drivers went on strike. Yesterday, more than 1,000 flights were cancelled after industrial action at German airports. It's all a reflection of how much Germans are feeling the squeeze. High energy costs have meant rising prices in the shops. Last year, inflation was almost 6% and the year before almost 7%, with food prices rising around 13% per year. At the same time, low unemployment and a lack of workers means that people feel in a strong enough position to demand better pay.
That's the BBC's Damian McGuinness in Berlin. there is one last chance to double your impact when you donate during this May fundraiser. It's Match Monday, and the Investors Challenge Fund is matching donations, today only, up to $25,000. We need to put every dollar of these funds to use for our newsroom in the months ahead so we can keep you and people across the country informed. Give right now and generously at marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The Biden administration has a 15-year plan to come up with ways to measure the contributions of nature, the natural world, to the economy. A bird sanctuary in a wetland counts as nothing at the moment. Putting a road through it would be positive for GDP as we measure these things. A canopy of trees that cools an urban area counts for nothing. A strip mall in its place gets recorded as an asset. At the end of this long process, the Biden administration wants researchers and policymakers to have data and statistics to take those natural services into account. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Our traditional measures of economic activity are great at capturing market transactions, says Richard Reddy, an environmental economist with Montana State University. For example,
if I get in my car and drive down to Utah and go mountain biking,
then parts of that trip will be reflected in economic data.
If I spend some money on lodging, that gets counted.
Counted in quarterly GDP and consumer spending data and all kinds of other metrics you hear about on this show.
If I go to a restaurant, that gets counted. But the enjoyment I get from being out on the desert,
and the fact that that spending was because of the beautiful desert,
doesn't get counted as part of GDP.
But that doesn't mean it's not there, and it doesn't mean that it doesn't matter.
Sylvia Secchi is a professor of sustainability sciences at the University of Iowa. Aside from generating economic activity, she says healthy ecosystems can also do important work, like a forest that stores carbon or a wetland that purifies water.
By omitting these values from the economy, we are giving a false sense of growth and progress.
In other words, strong GDP growth doesn't necessarily account for the environmental costs of that growth.
You can't manage what you don't measure.
Nat Cohan heads up the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions. He says the Biden administration's plan could help federal agencies make better decisions about regulating industry and protecting public lands.
We can put an economic value on the importance of clean drinking water, both in terms of how people value that, what they would be willing to pay,
but also in terms of the avoided costs, things you don't have to do if you just keep the water clean in the first place.
Installing municipal clean water systems, right, that have to filter it.
And Cohan says if we don't put a dollar value on ecosystem services, then their effective worth is zero. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
Different kind of numbers. Engineers Jessen Dueler and John Brewington. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.